Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Bernier.
Yeah, oh my God. Good evening. Welcome in. 8-5, the final score. Royals walk it off. Bobby Witt Jr. walks it off with a grand slam. Where are you, Kansas City? Phone lines are open. 913-586-7610. You Twins fans that are in town, you can call up as well and talk about Bobby Witt Jr. if you want. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7610. That's our text line number as well. The Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. I think over the years of hosting this show, I don't believe you would describe me as hyperbolic. I always try to stay even keel. And don't get too high. Well, that's not true. Okay, yes, I celebrate after wins and I'm crestfallen after losses, but I don't think, you know, I'm a classic sports radio hot take artist. You let me know if that's unfair, if you disagree. This might be a game you remember for the rest of your life. I know. The Royals' record is bad. The season has been rough. The postseason is a dream. I understand all of that. But this game tonight, if you were one of the 23,000 in attendance, I don't think I'm being hyperbolic when I say you're going to remember this game for the rest of your life. It's one of the beautiful things about this game, this team, this ballpark, this Major League Baseball. You show up, you're hoping to get the Margaritaville shirts, hoping to have a good time. You know you're going to sweat it out. You hope Salvy does something cool, and he did. How about him saving a pair of runs with that diving play over at first base, just his fifth career start at first base? So you're hoping to have a nice time. You know you're going to get fireworks at the end, so that's going to be the big payoff. Royals take a 1-0 lead in the third. They give it right back in the fourth. It looks as if they're going to lose this game. They're going to blow this game as Scott Barlow gives up two runs in the ninth inning. And then Bobby Witt Jr. again in the sixth inning. A two-out RBI double ties the game up at two. Bobby Witt Jr. in the eighth inning, a two-out RBI single, gives the Royals a 4-2 lead. And then in the 10th inning, a one-out, full count, 102-mile-per-hour fastball up and in, and he does what we've watched Mike Trout do so often over the years, and that is hit a home run with his abdomen, with that core, the strength from this 23-year-old is something special. I don't think I'm making more of this than what it was. Now, I'm not saying that this is some sort of a monumental moment for the 2023 Royals. No, I'm not saying that. But this game tonight, from Bobby Witt Jr.'s first ever walk-off, a walk-off granny on a 102-mile-per-hour fastball from a guy that throws 97-mile-per-hour splitters, a devastating breaking ball, and a 102-mile-per-hour fastball, Bobby keyed up for the cheese. And he crushed it for his team-leading 17th home run of the season. You get Salvy at first base, Brady Singer punching out 10, and a first-pitch heat index of 103 degrees. I don't know how you forget this game. If you're a Royals fan, for the rest of your life, and for the rest of Bobby Witt Jr.'s career, you were there. You were there for his first walk-off. You were there for the granny. You were there as Bobby signs autographs outside at Kauffman Stadium. Not outside the stadium, but sticks around after hitting that grand slam to sign some autographs. But you were there to watch this comeback and this 23-year-old, in my opinion, show as much swag as much confidence, as much leadership as I think I've ever seen from him. When he knocked in that fourth run in the eighth inning, when he gave the Royals a 4-2 lead with that two-out RBI single back through the middle, rounds first, and kind of just trots, not even trots, strolls back to the first base bag, very nonchalant, gives his little hand motion like, you know, this is what I do, to the dugout. I don't know if I've ever seen that from Bobby Witt Jr. Now, that's the stuff that you see Aaron Judge do after he drives in a big run. Jose Ramirez acts like that after he drives in a big run. Bobby Witt Jr., since the beginning of July, is hitting .303. 22 games this month, 6 stolen bases, and an OPS of .911. Bobby Witt Jr. is what you hoped he would be, Kansas City. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. We'll head inside that Royals clubhouse coming up in a moment. You guys correct me if I'm wrong. You let me know if you disagree. But this, to me, is a game you're going to remember for the rest of your life. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7610. The Jay Southland Tow Service is there waiting for you. Same number, 913-586-7610. A fantastic fireworks show pales in comparison to as up and down of a baseball game as we've experienced all season long. The high of highs, the low of lows. Royals pick up the win in 10 innings. Final score, 8-5. Scheduled to hear from Austin Cox after his amazing seventh inning. I thought the guy tore his ACL. A 13-pitch, 1-2-3 seventh inning is punctuated with some real emotion from the young lefty as he comes off the mound pumped. There were so many moments today where, while my attention was beginning to fade, while anger was beginning to take over, while I started to accept that a loss might be around the corner, performances like Austin Cox, Carlos Hernandez looked filthy in that eighth inning. Salvador Perez, MJ Melendez with a big two-out RBI single in the sixth inning to give the Royals a 3-2 lead. But Bobby Witt Jr. is by far the story. Where are you, Kansas City? 913-586-7610. We'll take a quick timeout. I hope to get to your phone calls. Hope we get to celebrate this 10-inning Royals victory. We'll get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
That's Ryan LaFever on the call. Bobby Witt Jr. hit a walk-off grand slam in the Royals. Take game one of this three-game series from the Minnesota Twins. Bobby's first ever walk-off hit and the seventh career walk-off grand slam in the history of this storied franchise. 8-5 the final. Pleased to welcome on Austin Cox, who needed just 13 pitches to retire the side in the seventh inning. Austin, when Bobby hits that ball with what I can only imagine was just his abdomen muscles, I don't know how he turns on 102 up and in. What's the reaction as you're watching from the dugout?
I mean, you know, Bobby's a special player. So, you know, I've come up with him, played with him in Double-A, Triple-A, and seen him do it many a time where it's a special thing where, you know, when you see it, you can't even believe your eyes. So obviously the reaction there is, you know, we just won the game. So that's a lot of fun there.
What is it? I mean, you mentioned how long you've played alongside of him. What is it that most fans don't understand about what makes him great?
I mean, the guy comes in every day, works his tail off. He's 100% committed to being the best he can be every day. And that's, you know, behind the scenes, that type of stuff is a lot of fun to watch.
Austin Cox, Royals lefty, joining us. Austin, you gave us all quite the scare there in the seventh. How are you feeling? What happened there?
Doing good. I initially broke to first and then kind of pulled up for half a second and then had to sprint to beat him and lunge for the bag. And I feel like my knee kind of buckled towards the inside. So kind of just a stinger. I think I just kind of jammed my knee. And at first I was pretty scared, but now we're all good now. So that's the positive there.
Well, I'll tell you this, man, the emotion that you showed after punching Kepler out, blowing 93 past him, you got everyone juiced in this park.
Well, I appreciate it, man. The fans tonight were off the walls. It was a lot of fun to play in front of everybody tonight, and they were great from start to finish, so that's always fun.
Did it feel like 100 degrees out there?
Oh, absolutely. It felt every bit of 100 degrees out there.
And then give me your thoughts about Salvi over there at first base. He saved a pair of runs in the fifth, and you and him connected for the first out.
For sure. Sal's a true professional. You know, he loves to play. He loves to lead. He loves to, you know, get after it day in and day out. So there's no doubt that, you know, you can put him anywhere, he's going to do his best. And that was a lot of fun to watch tonight for him to play a new position and come through for us like that.
How nice was it for you? I mean, that's a big spot there. That's the 2-3-4 in the seventh inning, and you guys are hanging on to a one-run lead. That's as leverage as it gets. What do you think about your role right now in this squad?
You know, at the end of the day, anytime they call down and you run into the game, the goal is to keep the team exactly where it is. Keep the score exactly where it is. So, that was kind of the goal there, and the goal every time, you know, you run out of the gate down in the bullpen. So, I'm excited. I think it's been a lot of fun to get my feet wet. A lot of really good leaders, guys that, you know, it's easy to bounce questions off, you know, guys that have been here and done it, and they're always willing to help. So that part, that makes it really easy to be, I guess, the new guy.
Well, all those lefties in the Twins lineup, I'm sure we're going to see you again this weekend. Before we let you go, thanks again for calling in. Give us a thought about Brady Singer, 10 punchies tonight across five innings of two-run baseball.
I mean, got it done. It was fun to watch, no doubt.
Austin, thank you very much, man. Enjoy this one.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. Austin Cox calling in, following the Royals' 8-5 walk-off victory. Jordan Lyles on the hill tomorrow as the Royals look to take the series from Minnesota. Let's head out to Wichita. Sam, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. Thanks for taking my call. So I usually have to listen to the radio on 610 on the Odyssey app. We went to the game tonight, my wife and I, and we were one of the first 10,000 in to get the Hawaiian shirt. And like you were saying in the beginning, this is a game that we're going to remember forever because we got there early, got a shirt. It was cool. We got great seats. And that walk-off grand slam, I was looking at my wife, and I joked with her, and I was like, oh, boy, you know, Royals aren't doing good all year long. And all of a sudden we got 3-2 count, one out, bases loaded. And I was joking with her, and I was like, they're going to blow it. And then he just whacks that right out of the park, and we just get out of our seat, and we were so excited. And I was just thinking, like, oh, wow, like, this is the number one prospect that they were talking about. Like, this is the guy that we were looking forward to, like, really uplift this team. And, you know, yeah, we're last in Central, second worst in baseball, but, you know, who knows? This may be the thing that turns it around to help bring us, you know, climb up, finish the year strong, and start off next year just right. I don't know what your thoughts are on all of that.
I appreciate the phone call. I know that. Thank you very much. We'll opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. Let's hope so. Let's hope that this is something more moving forward for the team. But as far as Bobby Witt Jr., this is who he's been really since the start of June. Not to say that he didn't have this in him last season or in April or May. He was just 21 and then, you know, a 22-year-old, and he's just kind of getting his feet wet in the big leagues. But what we've watched over the past 2 months, yeah, that's what I expect to see for the next decade. Bobby with his team-leading 31st multi-hit game, team-leading 29th stolen base. He goes 4-for-5, scores 2 runs, and drives in 6. He's the first Royal with 4 hits and 6 RBI in a game since Eric Hosmer did it almost exactly 6 years ago to the day. Let's go back to the phone calls. Thomas in Columbia. Thomas, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say we got 3 Texas Ranger fans here, me included, that came to Missouri to see some baseball. We saw the Cards last night, big disappointment, and tonight the Royals could not have made it better. I want to shout out the staff at the stadium. I want to shout out the fans that were super nice, and the stadium itself is just an absolute treat. Man, this will be a game we remember forever, man. Congrats, Royals Nation.
Oh, great call, Thomas. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dave in Kansas City. Dave, you're up as the Royals win in 10 with a walk-off granny from Bobby.
Hey, Vern, I love your show. I look forward to it, and I think you do a great job. The Royals, how they're just like champions tonight, playing a tipping point in their season, I think. You got more guts than a slaughterhouse. They never gave up. Amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was. Again, thanks for the phone call. This is – I haven't seen it yet on the text line. I don't say it to be hyperbolic. I say it because there were so many instances tonight or things that will just be stored in the file cabinet of your baseball memory bank. From the Heat to Brady to Salvi to Bobby. Now, maybe those first 3 take a back seat. Maybe those things aren't remembered. But you'll never forget that you were there for Bobby Witt Jr.'s first walk-off hit. Now, you'll never forget that. Especially if, you know, he's here for the next decade. Especially if he becomes, and you hate to force this or foist this on him, but shoot, you're drafted number 2 overall. Especially if he does become the next face of the franchise. We've been talking since the middle of May, late May, maybe the beginning of June, that Bobby has now taken the crown from Salvi as far as being the best player on the team. And just about every single day, he just continues to solidify that fact. You heard Austin Cox just a moment ago. The guy's working his tail off every single day, and I promise you, I was just talking about it with someone inside the Royals clubhouse earlier today. Nobody works harder than Salvi, but Bobby is trying. There's a reason why Salvi's on a path to Cooperstown. There's a reason why Bobby's the best player on this team, because they work harder than everyone. Because they want it more than everyone. It's 100 million degrees outside. The Royals are now 45 games below 500, but the energy, the attitude, the aggressiveness, the positivity, the leadership, the teamwork, the willingness to pick up the brother alongside of you, that's what makes Salvi a legend. And all those traits, Bobby has them. Can he do it for the next decade like Salvi has? That's the only question. 913-586-7610. We go to Lori in Lee Summit. Lori, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, indeed.
My husband and I were at the game tonight, and it was, you were 100% right. It's a game we're never going to forget. The energy in the stadium was just electrifying, and at the 10th inning, we were all on our feet at the end, just seeing those bases loaded and Bobby Witt getting up there to hit, and it was just amazing with that full count. We're just never going to forget it. It was a great game and very fun the whole night, and my husband compared Bobby Witt Jr. to Eric Hosmer as well. He's really got that quality. So,
yes, he does, where people just gravitate to him. Yeah, thanks for the phone call, Lori. Yeah, he does have a lot in common with Eric Hosmer. Not just, you know, top 3 pick. But as far as, well, you know, I can't do that to Bobby just yet. I can't do it to Bobby because I respect what Eric Hosmer meant. The way that Eric Hosmer could go to every single corner of the clubhouse and have different inside jokes with you know, Moose, and then with Dice, and then with James Shields, and then with Kendrys Morales, and then with Salvador Perez, and then with Danny Duffy. I mean, Haas was one of the best leaders I've been around. I still think the Padres screwed themselves when they let him go. But I'll say it again. I can't remember Bobby showing the kind of, you know, confidence is the wrong word, because he's a very confident young man, not an arrogant young man whatsoever, but he's very confident in his abilities. He knows I'm the fastest guy out there. I'm one of the strongest guys out there. He knows he's one of the best players on the field. It's just, can he dial it back and let those things present themselves naturally, rather than trying to force the issue? You know, I have the strongest arm, so you know what? Let me make this throw, and then it sails into the dugout. You know, I know I'm the best bat, so let me hit a 5-run home run, and then he goes down swinging. You know, I know I have the best glove, so let me make this spectacular play when a routine play would have sufficed. Now, he has all of the talent, and I think what got the best of him early last season, maybe even early this year, is, you know, putting all that pressure on himself to, I will lead us to victory by myself. Not possible. Tonight, not possible without Michael Garcia's two-out triple in the sixth inning. Not possible without Drew Waters' leadoff single in the eighth inning. Not possible without Nicky Lopez and Michael Garcia each working the count full in the 10th inning and drawing a walk, setting the bases loaded stage for Bobby Witt Jr., his 17th home run of the season. I really haven't even talked much about Brady Singer. Singer, double-digit strikeouts for the third time in his career. Since the Royals won that championship in 2015, only Danny Duffy's done that more. Duffy had 6 such outings. Brady has his 3rd tonight, matching Ian Kennedy. The only other Royal to do it more than once since 2015 is your boy Nate Karns, who had a pair of double-digit punch-out games in his Royals career. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Jason in Kansas City. Jason, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Hey, right off the top, we want to thank you for being there, being on the radio. Seriously, I don't know how you do it, but I appreciate hearing your voice.
My pleasure.
Every Royals game, keeping us going here. But, hey, tonight was awesome. I had a whole truckload of teenagers, went to the Royals game. It was hot. Dad was sporting a pretty sweet, you know, Bahama shirt here. But it was such a representative sample of, like, what the team is and what they can be. Singer was awesome. I mean, he was just mowing them down, even with Bobby getting picked off over there at first, and then the double steal, and, like, mm-hmm. You know, what are those guys doing? And then to come through at the end with how he did it, it was a super cool game. And I definitely agree. I think the youngsters will remember this, you know, for the rest of their life. Even hopefully, you know, even we get over there to that new stadium. So it's performances like that tonight, games like tonight. Let's go. You know, I'm here in Casey Mo. I want that stadium closer to the house. I don't want to be driving down across the river.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that, Jason. Appreciate it, brother. Brady Singer, by the way, in 3 starts since the All-Star break, 23 strikeouts, 3 walks. 23 strikeouts in 19 innings, an ERA of 3.7. Not too shabby. Again, Brady tonight, 5 innings, 2 runs on 4 hits, a pair of walks, and 10 strikeouts. Let's go to Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're up on the postgame show as the Royals walk it off in 10. Final score, 8-5. Good guys. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you regularly. I really appreciate the fact that you are very direct. And, you know, when they look bad, you say they look bad. When they look good, they do look good. And I've been around for all of the Royals' high, lows, and everything else, all of the World Series, and a baseball fan. I think it's great that you can see a game like tonight where they came back and did this. the point that I want to make, I don't want to pour any water on the victory celebration, but at some point, don't they have to just decide that Barlow is not the guy to be bringing in? I think they're trying to get rid of him and dump him and everything else, but the guy, for some reason, I think he's got an arm problem. He just isn't throwing a fastball anymore. He's throwing that curve or slider or whatever it is. But, you know, he's got a 7 earned run average. Don't you think that maybe we want to slide somebody else in there to kind of help us keep one of these games in tow?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, appreciate the phone call, Rick. Yeah, especially if he's still here on Tuesday. If Scott Barlow's here on Tuesday, yeah, I'm fine giving Carlos Hernandez a shot in the ninth inning. But I certainly won't be, and I might be alone on this, Rick, I won't be upset is, well, he threw 23 pitches tonight. Yeah, you know what, whatever. I won't be upset if they give Scott Barlow the ball again in the ninth inning the next time the Royals are trying to save a victory. I won't be. Carlos Hernandez was outstanding in his eighth inning. I don't know how anyone hits Carlos Hernandez when he's on. No idea. I don't know how you touch that. And Carlos Hernandez is the only one that I can understand Matt Quatrero giving the ball to over Scott Barlow in the ninth inning. I guess if it's lefty, 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 maybe you would trust Austin Cox. But that's it, right? Nick Whitgren, Taylor Clark, Dylan Coleman, Jose Kwas. No. So listen, look, I'm not going to sit up here and defend Scott Barlow, and I really don't want to sit here and trash every other reliever. But I don't know what to do. It's either one of those two things. It's either pointing out how there really aren't any other good options, in my opinion, save Cox and Carlos. And I'm certainly not going to get up here and defend what Scott Barlow's doing. Because Rick, you're right, as far as the fastball is concerned. And that's why I think Scott Barlow might be here on Tuesday, when the boys open up a series with the New York Mets. Now, you can move him this offseason, sure. I'm not saying he's here to stay and going to be a Royal next year, but he might be a Royal this time next week. Might be. Not helping himself out all that much, that's for sure. Let's go to Brett in Kearney. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Brett, go ahead.
Vern, like everybody else said, we appreciate you so much. All love the Royals, but for you to watch and listen and dissect every game like a year like this, God bless you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, that's it. Just wanted to give me my flowers. Well, that is unnecessary, but I appreciate you waiting on hold for that, man. You don't need to be doing that, but I appreciate it. Let's go to Destructor D in Kansas City. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Vern?
I'm great. How are you? Haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. It's been a minute. I was at Bobby Baker's, and first time in a long time, everyone in the bar was cheering when Bobby hit the walk-off grand slam.
Nice.
I mean, you talk about kick-ass. That was very, very fun. I appreciate the hell out of how you do the post-game show, because it's been a rough year to do it. And, you know, Vern, you're very, very good at it.
But
talking to people in the organization, they're like, man, this guy is phenomenal. You know, even when we're not doing well, everyone loves hearing him on the post game or pregame, whatever. And so not just kissing your ass, but I'm just saying you do a great job. And what a game tonight. Bobby Witt, grand slam, home run, Royals win. Loved it. Thank you very much for doing everything you do.
Well, again, guys, thank you for the compliments. It's very nice of all of you to say that. But it's covering baseball. It's talking about baseball. I'm not doing anything difficult. My wife is a nurse. You know, she's working a billion times harder than me. Danny out in the parking lots. He's working a lot harder than I am. Your ushers tonight. Anyone that wasn't in the comfy confines of the press box is working harder than me. So I appreciate all of your kind words, but I certainly do not deserve it. I'm living in the candy store of life right now. Now, a lot of the candy is bad as the team's 45 games below 500, but it's still a candy store. And sometimes it sounds like you guys pity me. No, I'm just playing. No, I appreciate it. Big T and Shawnee. Big T, don't say anything about me. Let's just talk about these boys that just walked off the Twins 8-5.
Heck yeah, let's talk baseball. Hey Vern, so the Royals have been bucking odds. But before I get going, the most exciting game all night, everybody. So the Royals have been bucking odds all night tonight, Vern. And even coming in, they have not won a game all year after a day off. Right. They have now. Yeah. Minnesota, Sonny Gray are always tough on us. Sonny Gray has only given up 4 home runs all year. Kyle Isbell took him deep to get us on the board, everybody.
That's right.
And then how about this stat, too? I think they said something about Minnesota has the most extra inning wins, 10, at least like the majors. Well, not tonight. The Royals took that game from you, Minnesota. Mm. And
Double
then,
up.
You know, let's talk about Brady, the Brady Singer, baby. I heard you talking about the Bruce Rice Royals Pitcher of the Year. Hold off on that award, Vern. I maybe Chapman. I heard everybody saying that. But hell yes, to Brady Singer. He's here. He's the guy now. Had a hell of a job tonight. He's always been tough time against Minnesota. 10 strikeouts. It was hot out there. Way to go, Brady Singer. Way to battle. We needed that. And then how about the woolly veteran? Woo! Salvador Perez, baby, the captain. He's just a badass baseball player.
He's unbelievable, Big T. He is unbelievable.
I can't believe that the leather he was laying out there diving. I was just like, who is this guy, man? I love him. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Way to go, Salvi. And then let's talk about this last guy. You mentioned it, Vern, that home run, that was Mike Trout-esque. He's a stud to everybody, and he's young. He's only 23. He's going to get stronger. He's the best player on the field tonight. He had a stolen base. He had those 4 hits. And then, you know, the grand slam, baby. What have we been saying all year about this year, this team and what's been going? The stink. But, you know, with one swing in the bat, he knocked the stench the hell out of here. And as ever, at least for one night, and as always, let's go Royals.
Nice job, Big T. Nice to hear from you. You mentioned he's only going to get stronger. You know how, well, of course you do. You get a puppy, you look at his paws, and you're like, oh my God, he's going to be humongous. Nah, what? Bobby Witt Jr., you know, Alec Marsh has this too, where every time you see him, you're like, did your shoulders get wider and bigger? Did your back get stronger? That's how Bobby Witt Jr. is. Bobby Witt Jr. is going to get so much stronger. And yet he remains lean and... That pitch from Johan Duran there in the 10th inning came in at 101.8 miles per hour, up and in. And I've talked about this for a while, how Mike Trout hits those home runs with his midsection with just that core. Bobby turns on this 101.8 mile per hour fastball and hits it 101.1 miles per hour, 414 feet over the left field wall to win the game. It was coming in faster than it left off of the bat of Bobby Witt Jr. He's already as strong as they come. And you're right, he is only going to get stronger, which means that swing's only going to get easier. The opposite field power's only going to grow. Maintain that speed, maintain that flexibility, that durability, by the way. Can we talk about the durability? This guy's hitting 1 or 2 every day for a team 45 games below 500. Manning shortstop, mind you. the most premium of all the premium positions. And while doing that, while never asking for a day off, and sure, the Royals do a nice job of keeping their guys fresh, making sure that they're firing on all cylinders, making sure that you're taking care of your investment in Bobby Witt Jr. Guy's got an OPS near 750. OPS in the month of July, north of 900. This is what a superstar looks like, my friends. This is what a multiple-time All-Star looks like. Now, he's got to do it for a lot longer. We've all had a front-row seat to what greatness looks like. From George to Bo, Beltran, Salvi. We'll see if Bobby can join that group. That group of superstar talents, superstar athletes, superstar Royals. Bobby walks it off with home run number 17. Royals win 8-5. It's a game, in my opinion, you'll never forget. A game you'll remember forever. I was there on that 100, and you know the temperature's only going to go up as the years go by. I was there. It was 110 degrees. Bobby hit one 450 feet. Brady struck out 20. Salvi won a gold glove at first base because of that game. This is that type of game. The stories grow. And yes, there were 23,000 here. But in 25 years from now, 43,000 were here. Everyone was here. Yeah, I was there for that game. When Bobby hit the Grand Slam walk-off, I'll never forget it. Knowing damn well you weren't there. Or knowing you left when Scotty B gave up those two in the ninth. Or when the Twins took the lead in the 10th. You know you left. Royals win 8-5. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Duran has walked the last two. The tying run is at third. The winning run is at second. And the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a drive to deep left field. Back goes Castro. It is gone! The Royals needed two. They got four. On a walk-off grand slam by Bobby Witt Jr.
What a call. The great Ryan LaFever. Maybe it's just hearing Ryan's voice on the radio, but man, that gave me like 2015 postseason vibes. Just that level of excitement coming from that voice makes you think of it, you know, gets by Correa, here comes Colon, they've done it. Woo, I got chills, my friends. Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff right there. Great job, Ryan LaFever. As heard here on 610 Sports Radio, 10 innings, Bobby Witt Jr. with his first career walk-off hits, and it just so happens to be a grand slam. His first walk-off RBI is a game you'll never forget. His first RBI was a game you'll never forget. I saw someone on the text line just asked, Vern, is this game the most memorable game since the core walked off the field together back in 2017? First game that popped to my mind was opening day last year. Bobby in the ice cold hitting the game-winning RBI. But I'm probably the wrong guy to ask. I mean, there were a few Salvador Perez games in 2021 when he was on that home run barrage. Eric Skoglund waving his cap to the fans. I always remember Brooks Pounders and his parents crying. That game always stuck with me. Nick Prado with a walk-off blast. Ryan O'Hearn had a big walk-off blast. I remember Keller had a complete game during the pandemic. Those are the games that come to my mind. But this game just had so much. The heat, four hits, six RBI from Bobby Witt Jr., also an air of dare I say, swag from Bobby Witt Jr.? I say dare I say because it sounds so whack when I say swag. But I've just never seen that Bobby Witt Jr. before. As he came into home plate, he had the look of, y'all expected something different? That was also his reaction when he hit that RBI two-out RBI single in the eighth inning. Looked to the dugout like, yeah, this is what I do. Now, Michael Garcia's had that attitude all season, and I love it. I've said this before, and I might be off base. I probably should go ask Bobby about this. I will tomorrow. But there's a part of me that really believes that Michael Garcia's presence has helped Bobby somewhat. Now, Bobby's the number two overall pick, right? The best high school player in the country when he's maybe a junior and a senior. Now, so Bobby's got the bloodlines. He's got it all. He didn't need much help. But just the overall demeanor, the cool, calm, seen it all, done it all attitude of Michael Garcia, Bobby seems to have adopted just a little bit of it. Right, I talked on this show a few months ago about the need for Bobby to dial it back just a touch. I don't need to see you throw it as hard as you can every time. I don't need you to make the spectacular play. I don't need you to hit the five-run home run. Just let that God-given ability and let all the hard work that you put in, just go out there and showcase it. Just go out there and be an entertainer. Right? Go out there and be an athlete, because that's what you are. Just let your natural abilities and all that work that you put in, let that take over. And we're seeing it. Again, you go back from the beginning of June, Bobby's OPS getting near 800. Face of the franchise, him and Salvador Perez, there's no doubt. Salvi's going to Cooperstown, or at least is on a path to Cooperstown. What a guy to attempt to emulate if you're Bobby Witt Jr. Honestly, can't imagine learning, as a 23-year-old, learning from anyone better than Salvador Perez. A guy that hasn't been part of a winning team since 2016 and yet still brings that same energy, same aggressiveness, same attitude, same smile, same positivity every single day since. All throughout 2018, all throughout 2020, 21, 22, 23, losing, 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 losing. And yet Salvi attacks every day as if it's the game of the year. So Bobby following that lead only bodes well for you and I as fans of this Royals ball club. Speaking of, Sandra in Phoenix dialing us up. Sandra, I don't know the last time I've heard from you, but I know it's been too long. How are you?
Hey, Josh. It's so great to hear your voice, and I sneak listen, and I was shy to call in tonight, but then I heard you say that thing about hyperbole, which made me laugh. And that thing about as years go on, the temperature will be higher.
Yeah.
And Bobby hit it 500 feet, and it actually hit the top of the Liberty Memorial. And, you know, I'm not going to judge on this, but when you say this will be the one you'll never forget, I believe you, and here's why. I feel like this pinged the Royals apple tree in my head tonight. At that grand slam, I ran out shrieking and hit a cactus. And I thought of, I can't believe I'm saying this. 7 years ago, last week was my birthday. On my birthday, Dyson hit a grand slam, bottom of the eighth. We beat the Indians. They were the Indians then, 73.
You're good. Nobody's canceling.
I called. And Dusty should have hit the dump button on me because I believe I was very inappropriate in expressing my ardor of that particular evening. And I think of that and, you know, when we came from behind the ninth inning, May of that year, the White Sox.
I'll never forget that game. The Terrence Gore, Gerard Dyson, that madness at the plate. Yeah, I'll never forget that game. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, see, exactly. And you're saying what you did about tonight. I mean, I saw some of the game, like, online, but wouldn't have said it at first. But when you said it, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It checks all the right boxes. Salvi tipping his cap at himself.
Mm-hmm.
That put out at first base when he tossed the ball. And all of it.
Right.
And you.
Wow. And, Sandra, let me tell you this. Sandra, thanks for the phone call. I'm going to encourage you don't go on Twitter, unless you're on Twitter already. But either way, Annie Rogers of MLB.com tweeted out the video. I'm sure Bally's Sports Kansas City did as well, of that play that Salvi made to finish off the fifth inning. Bases loaded, two outs, a 1-1 pitch is smoked up the first baseline, and Salvi dives to his left, snags it right on that first base foul line, and flips it to Brady for the third and final out. 104 pitches, Brady calls it a day. If you go and watch that replay, as Brady's walking off the field, he says something. I can't repeat it on the air, but he says what every Royals fan was thinking when Salvi made that diving stop. It's holy, and then a four-letter expletive, and it's not the one that you think. It's actually the worst of... I don't know actually which is the worst now, but it's one of the bad ones. But I don't know who was saying anything differently. Well, maybe you were saying, holy crap, that's what I was saying. I was in a public place surrounded by other members of the media, so I didn't feel like cussing. But when Salvi made that diving step, I said, holy crap. I understand you're a multi-time gold glover. I know I've seen you work in at shortstop and during batting practice, and I know... As a kid, you were the shortstop, and Jose Altuve was the catcher in Venezuela. I understand all of that, but that was 30 years ago. You know, you're 25 years ago. You're on the wrong side of 30 now, Salvi. You're not supposed to be making those plays. And if I could be honest with you, all it did was make me want to continue to see Salvi at first. Not because he's so great, because I want to keep watching Freddie Fermin in the lineup. Freddie 1-for-4 tonight with a one-out single in the ninth inning. Royals win 8-5. Let's go to Justin in Kansas City. Justin, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks Hello. For putting me on.
Yes, sir.
So I was at that game last night and tonight, sorry.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And it's my birthday tonight, so I was hyped up.
What birthday are we celebrating?
13.
Nice. Way to go, man. Welcome to your teenage years. You're going to love it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We drove
just don't
all
go on social media
from,
or you won't love it, because that's trying to ruin all you guys. I'm just saying. Now, go ahead. Go ahead. Make your point.
We drove all the way out from Utah just to come to the game and be with some old friends. My brother's rally cap made it happen. He had four hats on at once.
That's awesome. Well, Justin, I know you're never going to forget this game.
Heck no.
Are we going to see you back here on July 28th of 2024? You got to make this a routine now, right?
I hope so.
I do too, man. Well, you get back to
Utah
safely.
I'm just glad what happened last year today didn't happen again.
What happened? I don't remember.
Aaron Judge walked it off against
us. Puke.
That was a crazy game. My brother called
doubt.
That one too.
Yeah. Wow. Well, then I'll make a note that on July 28th, moving forward, craziness will ensue at the ballpark. And Justin, you got to make sure you call me next year on your birthday when you're celebrating number 14.
I got you.
All right, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. See ya.
Right, thank you. Yeah. Let's go to Kyle in the Northland. Kyle, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I hope you can hear me. I think I lost my voice screaming tonight.
There you go.
I think I tore my ACL jumping up and down, too. What a game, man.
Yeah.
But real quick, though, Vern, don't think we didn't hear your blasphemy there at the end of the pregame show. Salvi on the White Sox? Oh, no. No. Didn't you say the other day on the show that we hate everyone who wears that uniform?
Once Frank Thomas left the White Sox, I've hated that franchise, yes. Yeah, I love Frank Thomas as a kid, though. I can't lie on that. I like Jack McDowell too.
Oh yeah, the Big Hurt man. He was he was the real deal. But when you were mentioning those villains last week, I just couldn't help but you know, my first reaction was Joe Mauer and Justin Morneau. Those dudes tore us up, but they were just too nice, man. It's hard to hate those guys. But back to tonight's game, Kyle Isbell going deep was sweet. You know, I think his mom must be a real smart lady because, you know, we got the same name. But, Vern, I was disappointed in Bobby earlier in the game. Felt like he should have tagged the runner at second with two outs, you know, got a pickoff at first again. Even thought he could have dove and kept the runner from scoring there late in the game, you know. But maybe I just expect too much out of him. But he made up for any mistake he made at any opportunity he was given, and he smoked that laser out the center, and that granny was a no-doubter. You know, after the Twins went up, I told some Twins fans behind me to sit down because we're getting a walk-off tonight.
Go ahead.
And I have a sort of uncanny ability to predict baseball games. Kind of weird, honestly. But watching Brady spin 10Ks, man, he was smoking fools and Salvi diving all over the place. And my buddy brought his daughter, her second Royals game. Both been walk-offs. A great night at the K, a game I'll never forget. Love seeing Austin Cox hop back on the mound and throw daggers after that injury scare, and Carlos bringing the heat. Shout out Nikki and Fermin tonight, too. Those dudes always just doing something to contribute. Love them guys. Drew had a big hit, too, there late in the game. And I'm not mad at Scotty. Maybe the trade talk has got him off his game or whatever. You know, when he gets to his new team and settles in, he will have big moments in the playoffs, I'm sure of it. And what a game, Vern, but one question. What happened to the scoreboard? Were we too loud? Did we break the screen? What happened? And as always, Vern, win or lose, we still listen to you. Love the show, man.
Appreciate it, brother. My guess, I don't know, but this is – it's not even really worth saying into a microphone because I'm such an idiot. What do I know about Crown Vision? I didn't ask anybody, that's for sure. Yeah, I don't know. My guess was it's just so hot. I don't know if you ever leave your car, leave your phone in the car. You know how the iPhone will be like, you know, it'll resume charging once it cools down a little bit. That to me is what happened to Crown Vision. That or they just need to unplug it and plug it back in. Thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. We appreciate your support all season. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Kyle mentions Kyle Isbell, who in 21 games here in the month of July has an OPS of 727. Brady Singer, as I mentioned, his third career double-digit strikeout performance. He now has 100 strikeouts this season in 21 starts. 442 strikeouts in his career. He passed Kelvin Herrera for 27th. In Royals franchise history. Speaking of Brady Singer, let's head inside that Royals clubhouse and hear what tonight's starting pitcher did not factor in the decision. Royals walk it off, so the win goes to Taylor Clark, but certainly Brady Singer didn't do anything to lose this game. Five innings, two runs on four hits. I could make a case that should have been five innings of one run baseball. He walked that second run in. You know what? No. His final line is his final line. Five innings, two runs on four hits, a pair of walks, 10 punch outs. He said this after the game to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
It was good. I think I had a good mix of pitches. The slider was working really well. Sinker was good. I think movement on it was, you know, where I wanted it to be. And then I threw some really good changeups. I think that kind of set the tone for a lot of the game. I had a good even mix of all three pitches. So it worked out well.
With your slider, I know you threw a ton of them. You got a lot of whiffs on them. On it. What about that pitch? I mean, I know it's a strikeout pitch, but what about it tonight?
I was just focusing on the location more. You know, I was trying to throw it and, you know, certain areas, and it was working out for me well. I had good bite. You know, it's just working really well. Like I said, I think the command of it, you know, kind of was the best part of it tonight.
There's a ton of lefties in that lineup. How big was the changeup against them?
Yeah, it was huge. I got some weak contact on it. I got some, you know, early outs with it. I got some swing and misses on it. So that's probably the biggest takeaway is how good that was tonight.
What was your reaction in the dugout? I was when Bobby hit that grand slam.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. What a game. I think that was probably my favorite game, you know, I've seen since I've been here. I mean, these guys had no doubt that we were going to win that game. They battled their ass off all day long, and it was just unbelievable. I mean, for Witt to do that, I mean, that's what Witt does. He's obviously a special player, and to see him do that, I don't know how he got to to that ball. That was so impressive. I mean, it was really cool to see him do that. And, you know, we're used to it around here, but for him to, you know, do that tonight, that was awesome.
There you go. That's Brady Singer following his five innings of two-run baseball, 104 pitches for the 26-year-old Singer, who turns 27 on the 4th of August, which is a week from today. All right, quickly, let's go to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Forever memorable, writes Kelly from Smithville. Connor in Kansas City wonders if that was the best moment since the World Series core left the field. Now, we addressed that earlier. Bobby Witt Jr. is the Royals Player of the Year from the 816. Vern, Bobby's always been good. We've always seen his potential. But he became a star tonight. Man, I thought Brady Singer said it all. Brady Singer debuted early on in 2020, right out of the gate. He said this is the best game that he's been a part of. Hard to argue. It's a game I'll never forget. You won't either. Chris Unocero made you money as well. Chris, great job. Appreciate your help. Thanks for listening, Kansas City. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'll talk to you beginning at 5 o'clock on Saturday at the Ken.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Losing, losing, and yet Salvi attacks every day as if it's the game of the year. So Bobby following that lead only bodes well for you and I as fans of this Royals ball club. Speaking of, Sandra in Phoenix dialing us up. Sandra, I don't know the last time I've heard from you, but I know it's been too long. How are you?
Hey, Josh. It's so great to hear your voice, and I sneak listen, and I was shy to call in tonight, but then I heard you say that thing about hyperbole, which made me laugh. And that thing about as years go on, the temperature will be higher.
Yeah.
And Bobby hit it 500 feet, and it actually hit the top of the Liberty Memorial. And, you know, I'm not going to judge on this, but when you say this will be the one you'll never forget, I believe you, and here's why. I feel like this pinged the Royals apple tree in my head tonight at that Grand Slam. I ran out shrieking and hit a cactus, and I thought of, I can't believe I'm saying this, 7 years ago, last week was my birthday. On my birthday, Dyson hit a Grand Slam, bottom of the eighth. We beat the Indians. They were the Indians then, 73.
You're good. Nobody's canceling.
I called, and Dusty should have hit the dump button on me because I believe I was very inappropriate in expressing my ardor of that particular evening. And I think of that, and, you know, when we came from behind the ninth inning, May of that year, the White Sox.
Oh, I'll never forget that game. The Terrence Gore, Gerard Dyson, that madness at the plate. Yeah, I'll never forget that game. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, see, exactly. Exactly. And you're saying what you did about tonight. I mean, I saw some of the game, like, online, but wouldn't have said it at first. But when you said it, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It checks all the right boxes. Salvi tipping his cap at himself at that put out at first base when he tossed the ball and all of it.
Right.
And you.
Wow. And, Sandra, let me tell you this. Sandra, thanks for the phone call. I'm going to encourage you don't go on Twitter, unless you're on Twitter already. But either way, Annie Rogers of MLB.com tweeted out the video. I'm sure Bally's Sports Kansas City did as well, of that play that Salvi made to finish off the fifth inning. Bases loaded, two outs, a 1-1 pitch is smoked up the first baseline, and Salvi dives to his left, snags it right on that first base foul line, and flips it to Brady for the third and final out. 104 pitches, Brady calls it a day. If you go and watch that replay, as Brady's walking off the field, he says something. I can't repeat it on the air, but he says what every Royals fan was thinking when Salvi made that diving stop. It's holy, and then a four-letter expletive, and it's not the one that you think. It's actually the worst of, I don't know actually which is the worst now, but it's one of the bad ones. But I don't know who was saying anything differently. Well, maybe you were saying, holy crap, that's what I was saying. I was in a public place surrounded by other members of the media, so I didn't feel like cussing. But when Salvi made that diving step, I said, holy crap. I understand you're a multi-time gold glover. I know. I've seen you work in at shortstop and during batting practice. And I know, as a kid, you were the shortstop. And Jose Altuve was the catcher in Venezuela. I understand all of that, but that was 30 years ago. You know, you're 25 years ago. You're on the wrong side of 30 now, Salvi. You're not supposed to be making those plays. And if I could be honest with you, all it did was make me want to continue to see Salvi at first. Not because he's so great, because I want to keep watching Freddie Fermin in the lineup. Freddie 1-for-4 tonight with a one-out single in the ninth inning. Royals win 8-5. Let's go to Justin in Kansas City. Justin, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks Hello. For putting me on.
Yes, sir.
So I was at that game last night and tonight, sorry.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. And it's my birthday tonight, so I was hyped up.
What birthday are we celebrating?
13.
Nice. Way to go, man. Welcome to your teenage years. You're going to love it.
Thanks.
Yeah,
we drove.
I mean, just don't
all
go on social media, or you won't love it, because that's
sorry,
trying
what?
To ruin all you guys. I'm just saying. Now, go ahead, make your point.
We drove all the way out from Utah just to come to the game and be with some old friends. My brother's rally cap made it happen. He had four hats on at once.
That's awesome. Well, Justin, I know you're never going to forget this game.
Heck no.
Are we going to see you back here on July 28th of 2024? You got to make this a routine now, right?
I hope so.
I do too, man. Well, you get back to
Utah
safely.
I'm just glad what happened last year today didn't happen again.
What happened? I don't remember.
Aaron Judge walked it off against us.
Puke.
That was a crazy game. My brother
no
called
doubt.
That one too.
Yeah. Wow. Well, then I'll make a note that on July 28th, moving forward, craziness will ensue at the ballpark. And Justin, you got to make sure you call me next year on your birthday when you're celebrating number 14.
I got you.
All right, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. See ya.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Let's go to Kyle in the Northland. Kyle, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I hope you can hear me. I think I lost
got
my voice screaming tonight.
There you go.
Yeah, I think I tore my ACL jumping up and down, too. What a game, man.
Yeah.
But real quick, though, Vern, don't think we didn't hear your blasphemy there at the end of the pregame show. Salvi on the White Sox? Oh, no. No. Didn't you say the other day on the show that we hate everyone who wears that uniform?
Once Frank Thomas left the White Sox, I've hated that franchise, yes.
Yeah,
I love
man,
Frank Thomas as a kid, though. I can't lie on that. I like Jack McDowell too.
Oh yeah, the Big Hurt man. He was the real deal.
That's right.
When you were mentioning those villains last week, I just couldn't help but you know, my first reaction was Joe Mauer and Justin Morneau. Those dudes tore us up, but they were just too nice, man. It's hard to hate those guys. But back to tonight's game, Kyle Isbell going deep was sweet. You know, I think his mom must be a real smart lady because you know. We got the same name. But, Vern, I was disappointed in Bobby earlier in the game. Felt like he should have tagged the runner at second with two outs, you know, got a pick off at first again. Even thought he could have dove and kept the runner from scoring there late in the game, you know. But maybe I just expect too much out of him. But he made up for any mistake he made at any opportunity he was given, and he smoked that laser out the center, and that granny was a no-doubter. You know, after the Twins went up, I told some Twins fans behind me to sit down because we're getting a walk-off tonight.
Go ahead.
And I have sort of uncanny ability to predict baseball games. It's kind of weird, honestly. But watching Brady spin 10Ks, man, he was smoking fools and Salvi diving all over the place. And my buddy brought his daughter, her second Royals game. Both been walk-offs. A great night at the K, a game I'll never forget. Love seeing Austin Cox hop back on the mound and throw daggers after that injury scare and Carlos bringing the heat. Shout out Nikki and Fermin tonight, too. Those dudes always just doing something to contribute. Love them guys. Drew had a big hit, too, there late in the game. And I'm not mad at Scotty. Maybe the trade talk has got him off his game or whatever. You know, when he gets to his new team and settles in, he will have big moments in the playoffs, I'm sure of it. And what a game, Vern, but one question. What happened to the scoreboard? Were we too loud? Did we break the screen? What happened? And as always, Vern, win or lose, we still listen to you. Love the show, man.
Appreciate it, brother. My guess, I don't know. But this is, it's not even really worth saying into a microphone because I'm such an idiot. What do I know about Crown Vision? I didn't ask anybody, that's for sure. Yeah, I don't know. My guess was it's just so hot. I don't know if you ever leave your car, leave your phone in the car. You know how the iPhone will be like, it'll resume charging once it cools down a little bit. That to me is what happened to Crown Vision. That or they just need to unplug it and plug it back in. Thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. We appreciate your support all season. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Kyle mentions Kyle Isbell, who in 21 games here in the month of July has an OPS of 727. Brady Singer, as I mentioned, his third career double-digit strikeout performance. He now has 100 strikeouts this season in 21 starts. 442 strikeouts in his career. He passed Kelvin Herrera for 27th. In Royals franchise history. Speaking of Brady Singer, let's head inside that Royals clubhouse and hear what tonight's starting pitcher did not factor in the decision. Royals walk it off, so the win goes to Taylor Clark, but certainly Brady Singer didn't do anything to lose this game. Five innings, two runs on four hits. I could make a case that should have been five innings of one run baseball. He walked that second run in. You know what? No. His final line is his final line. Five innings, two runs on four hits, a pair of walks, 10 punch outs. He said this after the game to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
It was good. I think I had a good mix of pitches. Slider was working really well. Sinker was good. I think movement on it was, where I wanted it to be. And then I threw some really good changeups. I think that kind of set the tone for a lot of the game. I had a good even mix of all three pitches. So it worked out well.
With your slider, I know you threw a ton of them. You got a lot of whiffs on them. What about that pitch, man? I know it's a strikeout pitch, but
what about
it tonight?
I was just focusing on location more. I was trying to throw it and, certain areas, and it was working out for me well. I had good bite. It was just working really well. Like I said, I think the command of it, kind of was the best part of it tonight.
There was a ton of lefties in that lineup. How big was the change up against them?
It was huge. I got some weak contact on it. I got some, early outs with it. I got some swing and misses on it. So that's probably the biggest takeaway is how good that was tonight.
What was your reaction in the dugout? Iverson and Bobby hit that grand slam.
Yeah, unbelievable. What a game. I think that was probably my favorite game, I've seen since I've been here. These guys had no doubt that we were going to win that game. They battled their ass off all day long, and it was just unbelievable. For Witt to do that, that's what Witt does. He's obviously a special player, and to see him do that, I don't know how he got to that ball. That was so impressive. It was really cool to see him do that, and, we're used to it around here, but for him to, do that tonight, that was awesome.
There you go. That's Brady Singer following his five innings of two-run baseball, 104 pitches. For the 26-year-old Singer, who turns 27 on the 4th of August, which is a week from today. All right, quickly, let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Forever memorable, writes Kelly from Smithville. Connor in Kansas City wonders if that was the best moment since the World Series core left the field. Now, we addressed that earlier. Bobby Witt Jr. is the Royals Player of the Year from the 816. Vern, Bobby's always been good. We've always seen his potential. But he became a star tonight. Man, I thought Brady Singer said it all. Brady Singer debuted early on in 2020, right out of the gate. He said this is the best game that he's been a part of. Hard to argue. It's a game I'll never forget. You won't either. Chris Unocero made you money as well. Chris, great job. Appreciate your help. Thanks for listening, Kansas City. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'll talk to you beginning at 5 o'clock on Saturday at the Ken.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.